सुदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 11 उर्वक्षी बाहवो मह्यम् स्वरन्त्यङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपुतश्चापि हृदये आराधास्यन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वक्षी बाहवो मह्यम् स्फुरन्त्यङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपुतश्चापि हृदये आराधास्यन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वक्षी बाहवो मह्यम् स्फुरन्त्यङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपुतश्चापि हृदये आराधास्यन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वक्षी बाहवो मह्यम् स्फुरन्त्यङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपुतश्चापि हृदये आराधास्यन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वक्षी बाहवयो मह्यम् स्फुरन्त्यङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपुतश्चापि हृदये आराधास्यन्ति विप्रियम् माताजि रीड द वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन उरु थाइस अक्षी आइज बाहवा द आर्म्स मह्यम in my spuranti quivering anga, left side of the body. Punaha punaha, again and again. Veputaha, palpitations. Cha, also. Api, certainly. Hridaye, in the heart. Arat, due to fear. Dasyanti, indicating. Vipriyam, undesirables. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The left side of my body, my thighs, arms and eyes are all quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. Purport. Material existence is full of undesirables. Things we do not want are forced upon us by some superior energy, and we do not see that these undesirables are under the grip of the three modes of material nature. When a man's eyes, arms and thighs all quiver constantly, one must know that something is going to happen which is undesirable. These undesirables are compared to a fire in a forest. No one goes into the forest to set fires, but fires automatically take place in the forest, creating inconceivable calamities for the living beings of the forest. Such a fire cannot be extinguished by any human efforts. The fire can be extinguished only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends clouds to pour water on the forest. Similarly, undesirable happenings in life cannot be checked by any number of plans. Such miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends His bona fide representatives to enlighten human beings and thus save them from all calamities. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saavadhutam Paridana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे The left side of my body, my thighs, arms and eyes are all quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my God brothers. My father is not here today, he is in Jeevi. But I seek his blessings and I seek the blessings of all the devotees who are probably watching online as well. Before we start discussing on this verse. So this is a very interesting, part and very heavy part of Srimad Bhagavatam also. Previous chapter we were discussing about the passing away of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. When Vidura comes and lifts Dhritarashtra out of his illusion and very heavy, very forcibly, kind of pushes him to give up where he is and leave his body. And Dhritarashtra finally agrees, finally listens to his good counsel of his brother. And he goes to the forest and Gandhari goes with him and they give up their body. And then it is described at the start of this chapter that Arjuna leaves for Dwarka to meet Krishna. Now, one may wonder why he is doing this. But if we look at the chronology of events, Gandhari had cursed Lord Krishna, right? And that is also by Krishna's arrangement only. She had cursed Krishna that, in front of me, I had to lose all my, family members. You will also, 36 years from now, you will also leave like that, like a common person. So, that curse was there. So, probably Arjuna was cognizant that 36 years to abhi hone aaya hai. So, he goes to meet Lord Krishna and 7 months pass. He has gone to meet Krishna, but he's not coming back only. So, Yudhishthir is here and Arjuna has gone and he's not coming back only. So, naturally, Yudhishthir now starts worrying that why Arjuna has not come. And plus, he sees many ill omens. Okay, he sees many unnatural kind of happenings which indicate that the direction of time has changed. It's a very, very interesting kind of concept that the direction of time is always changing. And as a result of this, he sees that, he feels that now Kali Yuga is about to start. So, he sees many things. He sees a disruption in seasons. Otherwise seasons. So, when we read these verses, this verse and the next few verses that are coming, the verses before this and the ones after this. When we read these verses, we realize that what is the characteristics of Kali Yuga. And all of these characteristics were not so much present in the previous yugas. That is what is interesting. So he sees disruption in seasons. We see it all the time. In earlier, monsoon meant mid-June or 10th June till 15th September. In our school, I remember we were told that 15th September ke baad, proper shoes pehne ka, no wearing rubber shoes after 15th September. Because rain would go away after 15th September. No longer we can say that. October, mid-October, few days back also it has rained. So, abhi seasons have become irregular. Then he sees that people have become greedy, angry and fraudulent, deceitful. We may say that, achha, ab to everyone is like this. Everyone is greedy. Everyone is angry all the time. Jara sa kisi ko kuch aisa kuch bhi bol diya to immediately, hey! मेरे को हाथ क्यों लगाया? मेरे को क्या बोला? So this is how people react. They are always angry. They are always angry. Everyone is angry all the time. It is, you go on the road and by mistake if you overtake somebody and उसको जरा सा भी he'll come in front of you and he'll curse you and so many things. So very angry all the time and deceitful. Deceitful means cheating propensity. Everyone is looking to make a fast buck. Without putting in the effort for it. Sab log aise ho gaye. Not sab log, but Many people have become like that. Foul means of livelihood. So Srila Prabhupada explains, foul means of livelihood basically means that as per your dharma, you are supposed to be doing a particular, as per your nature and as per your, you know, your dharma, you are supposed to be doing a certain set of activities, certain type of occupation. But no, hum kuch aur hi karenge, you know, everyone wants to become now coder. Why? Because there's a lot of money in it. Whether you belong there, don't belong there, doesn't matter. Everyone wants to do the same thing. So foul means of livelihood. Fights in families and friends. So amongst friends, over small things, people will fight. So Yudhishthira is seeing all these things. And all these things were not there. He is seeing that suddenly ye kahan se chalu ho gaya. Matlab, you know, jaise police bhi rehta hai, you know, they are policing the streets, they are generally walking around the streets. And suddenly kahin se ek riot chalu ho jata hai. Suddenly, mara mari, two people come, they start fighting, then one person joins, then suddenly it becomes a mob and then it becomes a riot. You know, they start smashing cars, burning tires, ye wo sab chal ho jata hai. Suddenly. So Yudhishthir Maharaj also, see, he is Dharmaraj. When he is ruling the kingdom, there is only dharma. There is only everybody following the rules of dharma. Everyone is a devotee of the Lord. And then suddenly you start seeing all these things. Seasons have changed, people have changed, livelihoods have changed, fights in families and friends. So he starts worrying. Because in the previous chapter, Narad Muni has kind of indicated. You know, when Narad Muni comes and tells Yudhishthir that don't worry, your uncle and aunt, they have gone and now they will be, you know, they will leave their body. And you don't try to find them, don't try to stop them. And he says that now Krishna also, you know, his next program, whatever is there, you know, it's going to happen now. He kind of indicates, he doesn't say anything. So, therefore, now he expresses his concern to Bhima that looking at what's happening in the society, because his understanding is when the Supreme Lord is present on the earth, ye sab hona mumkin hi nahi hai, ye possible hi nahi hai, because everybody is, you know, in that very happy mood that Krishna is there. He's there amongst us. So everyone's in a happy mood. So where is the question of doing all these things? So when he sees these things, he's worried that maybe, is it possible that, you know, the Lord has ended his pastimes? And Prabhupada makes a very interesting statement here. He's saying that all these symptoms of degraded society, right, what we just discussed, they were unknown to the people of that time. Us samay mein ye sab, maybe a few people would do it, but majority of people were not like this. You know, fighting with each other, foul means of... Everyone was very, very dharmic. Everyone was proper. Even though it was Dwapara, which is two yugas after Satyuga, still the effect was there. In Kali Yuga, it is gone. But it was unknown. And therefore, it was astonishing for them to have experienced all these symptoms, you know, before the advent of Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga has not officially started, at least that's what they felt. And therefore they are saying, ki, ye sab kaise ho raha? How is this possible? Right? So like that. So if you see in today's verse also, Yudhishthir now starts saying that, you know, first he worries that, is it possible the Lord has left? And then he says, I am starting to see certain symptoms. He says, my left thigh, my arm and my left eye are quivering. Wo jo twitch bolte na, it's twitching, quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations. My heart, so a palpitation, many people may know what is a palpitation. It is that heart suddenly starts beating faster, it skips a beat, you know, you feel very afraid due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. Undesirable happenings. So, Prabhupada in the purport makes a few points, two, three points, very powerful points, so I'll just stand focus on that. So, first thing he says that this material life is full of undesirables. So it's a very nice, powerful statement worth thinking about. Material life is full of undesirables. Desirable matlab kya? Jo chahne layak hai, something which is worth going after, something which is desirable, something that you want. Undesirable, obviously, by A, is that it is something that is not so desirable. You don't want it. But, what are these undesirables? And here, Prabhupada says, material life is full of them.
मतलब आपको कहीं जाके ढूंढना नहीं पड़ेगा कि कहाँ है अनडिजायरेबल, मैं इसे ढूंढ के इसको ठीक करूंगा. नहीं, अनडिजायरेबल खुद आके आपको ढूंढ ही लेता है. यू नो, एंड प्रभुपाद मेंशंस लाइक दिस इन द प्रीवियस वर्सेस आल्सो, इट्स देयर, देयर आर दिस थ्री फोल्ड मिजरीज, राइट, विच वी कॉल आध्यात्मिक, आदि भौतिक एंड आदि दैविक. सो आध्यात्मिक इज मिजरीज that are given to us by our own body and our mind. Now, again, we don't need much. You know, see, the scriptures, sometimes we feel ki kya kuch bhi likha hai, you know, it's not so practical. We may feel like that. But if you really analyze and see, you will see that all miseries in this world, all, and there are many, matlab aisa miseries ka shortage, is world mein pleasures ka shortage hai. मिजरीज का कोई शॉर्टेज नहीं है. इट इज फुल, मतलब जितना चाहिए उतना मिल जाएगा, एकदम फुल. सो ऑल ऑफ देम कैन बी क्लासिफाइड अंडर दीज थ्री, ऑल आध्यात्मिक, आदि भौतिक, आदि दैविक. सो आध्यात्मिक आर मिजरीज कॉज बाय वन्स ओन बॉडी एंड माइंड. सो लुक एट अवर सिचुएशन, राइट, एज वी ग्रो, आई विल नॉट से इवन ग्रो ओल्डर, व्हेन वी ग्रो फ्रॉम as they say, dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam, from a young child to a teenager, body starts giving problems there itself, growing pains. We call it growing pains. No, kisi ka pair dukha. I remember as a child, I used to have a lot of pain in my legs when I was growing. So growing pain, pain comes automatically, physical body. As we grow older, all kinds of things, back pain, head pain, leg pain, somebody gets diabetes, somebody gets heart disease, somebody gets something. So problems caused by one's own body and mind. You know, some people have a neck problem, so they can't even turn this much. Unko aisa shoulder se turn karna padta hai. You know, and some people have lower back pain, they can't even bend this much. Itna bhi wo log aage nahi aa sakte, because aaye to immediately back aisa unko yaad dilata hai, bhai sahab bhul gaye hame. मैं हूं अभी भी, आपको तकलीफ देने के लिए कैसे भूल गए आप. एंड आई बेंड फॉरवर्ड एंड इमीडिएटली, यू नो, लाइक 450 वॉट का शॉक लगता है खड़ाक करके. सो दिस इज व्हाट इज मटेरियल बॉडी, मटेरियल बॉडी. एंड इफ द बॉडी इज परफेक्टली ऑल राइट, माइंड स्टार्ट्स क्रिएटिंग प्रॉब्लम्स. यू नो, टूडे बिकॉज ऑफ, यू नो, लास्ट टू ईयर्स बिकॉज ऑफ कोविड, सो मेनी पीपल डेवलप मेंटल डिजीज, हु वर परफेक्टली ऑल राइट, नॉर्मल थे, but they develop mental disease. Why? Because of anxiety, anxiety leading to depression, depression leading to so many other things. So mental disease is now a big thing in the world, in India. India mein pehle kya tha, agar you know koi zyada ro raha hai to phat karke maa ek thappad maar deti, sab theek ho jata tha uske baad, you know, everything would be all right. But now everything is complicated. Relationships are complicated. Earlier I remember with friends we would fight with each other. झगड़ा करते थे, मैं तेरा मुंह नहीं देखूंगा. एंड नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग आके वापस क्रिकेट खेलते थे. इट वाज लाइक, हाँ ठीक है यार, वो कल का था वो, आज लेट्स प्ले अगेन, वी शुड एंजॉय विद ईच अदर. नाउ इट्स वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. पीपल टेक पोजिशंस दैट वंस आई हैव, यू बिकम माई एनिमी, यू आर माई एनिमी, नाउ आई डोंट केयर. ऑन सोशल मीडिया पीपल टेक अ पोजिशन, आई एम प्रो गवर्नमेंट, आई एम एंटी गवर्नमेंट, आई एम प्रो मोदी, आई एम एंटी मोदी. And come what may, they will not change. कुछ भी हो जाए वो अपना position change ही नहीं करेंगे. कैसे करेंगे? Because publicly सारी दुनिया के सामने बोल दिया कि मैं तो anti है भाई, मैं भक्त नहीं है, right? And then after that, even if well, then a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So we complicate matters so much. We don't want to be simple. We don't want to be just, you know, okay, whatever Krishna brings in my life, I'll just flow with that. That's all right. No, we want to fight, we want to, you know, take positions. So then mental disease to hona hi hai, because expectations are there which are not getting fulfilled, that leads to anxiety. Dhyayato vishayam punsam sangaste upajayate sangat sanjayate kamat kamat krodho bhi jayate. You become angry, you lose your intelligence, everything keeps happening after that. Mental disease. So adhyatmik, which is body and mind. Then there is adi bhautik. चलो, यू आर वेरी हेल्दी इन बॉडी एंड माइंड, हाँ, आपको कोई तकलीफ नहीं है लाइफ में, लेकिन दूसरों को देखा नहीं जाता, कोई और आके आपको तकलीफ देगा. यू नो, योर बॉस विल ट्रबल यू, योर Your friends will trouble you, your neighbors will trouble you, your colleagues will trouble you, your family members will trouble you, anybody will come and trouble you. मतलब बैठे बैठे शांति से बैठे हो भाई, बैठने दो ना शांति से, नहीं कोई आके ट्रबल करेगा. चलो ह्यूमंस में से कोई नहीं, कोई मच्छर आके काटेगा, ये गार्लैंड है गार्लैंड में कोई इंसेक्ट रहेगा वो आके काटे, कुछ भी. मतलब देयर इज नो गारंटी वेयर सफरिंग कैन कम फ्रॉम, बट गारंटी इज देयर इट विल कम, कहीं से भी आ सकता है लेकिन है. सो दिस इज आदि भौतिक एंड देन देयर इज आदि दैविक. चलो आपका बॉडी कोई तकलीफ नहीं दे रहा, बॉडी एंड माइंड आप इतने अच्छे व्यक्ति हो कि कोई आपको तकलीफ नहीं देता है. नो ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, एनिमल्स भी ज्यादा कुछ, मतलब इंसेक्ट्स इंसेक्ट कुछ तकलीफ नहीं है आपको, कोई आपको इन्फेक्शन नहीं हुआ, कोई कोविड नहीं हुआ, सब बराबर है. देन देर इज आदि दैविक. आदि दैविक मीन्स व्हाट? हायर सुपीरियर फोर्सेस, श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज सुपीरियर फोर्सेस दे इन्फ्लिक्ट सफरिंग ऑन अस एंड हाउ दे कैन डू एनी विच वे. इट कैन हैपन, इट सडनली बिकम्स टू हॉट, ऑक्टोबर हीट, क्या लॉजिक है? बारिश खत्म हुआ उसके बाद विंटर होना चाहिए, बट बॉम्बे में फॉर द लास्ट आई डोंट नो 45-50 ईयर्स आई हैव लिव्ड हियर, वी हैव एक्सेप्टेड दैट आफ्टर बारिश अक्टूबर में हीट होगा. हम लोग को विंटर का तो वैसे एक्सपीरियंस है ही नहीं ज्यादा, खाली कभी कभार ऐसा 20 पहुंच जाता है, टेम्परेचर रीचेस 20, हम लोग सब अपना स्वेटर वेटर निकालते हैं. साल में एक बार चांस मिलता है स्वेटर पहनने का, तो सब लोग स्वेटर वेटर पहन के एकदम ठंडी लग रहा है. बट इट इज सो क्रेजी, एनीथिंग कैन हैपन. इट मे बिकम टू हॉट, इट मे रेन. पीपल ऑर्गेनाइज यू नो डिसम्बर में, डिसम्बर इज कॉल्ड मैरिज सीजन राइट, एवरी वन नोज डिसम्बर एंड मे इज मैरिज सीजन. डिसम्बर में बकायदा अच्छा यू नो पंडाल वंडाल डाल के शादी वादी, बारिश आ गया. मतलब कोई लॉजिक नहीं है, सम हाउ इट जस्ट हैपन्स, दीज थिंग्स हैपन यू नो. एंड स्टॉर्म्स में हैपन, अर्थक्वेक्स में हैपन, वॉल्केनोज में हैपन, द सी लेवल में राइज, एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग ऑन परफेक्टली, बट सडनली वन डे समथिंग हैपन्स, देयर इज अ सुनामी, देयर इज एन अर्थक्वेक इन इंडोनेशिया. Indonesia is thousands of miles away from us. But there's an earthquake in Indonesia because of which the earth plates move, because of which the water in the ocean gets moved, because of which there is a tsunami in Chennai, in Tamil Nadu, which is thousands of miles away, and thousands of people die. Kya logic hai? Koi logic nahi hai, right? So this is what it is. That's why Prabhupada says over here that this material life is full of undesirables, which we don't want. Kisko chahiye earthquake? Aap socho, abhi aap yahan baithe ho, suddenly if there is an earthquake, hopefully there isn't, but suddenly if there is an earthquake and jameen aisa hilne lagta hai, I have experienced twice in my life earthquakes. Not major, but wo ek bar Bhuj mein hua tha, Bombay mein bhi hil raha tha thoda. When you get an earthquake, you really don't know what to do. कहां जाके छुपने का, क्या करने का, कुछ नहीं, nothing you can do. Everything is moving. Your feet, your floor is moving, everything, all the cupboards, everything seems to be moving. Where do I take shelter? Where do I go and hide? कुछ नहीं कर सकते, just pray, निकल जाओ, pray, हमारी जान बचे बस. That is how it is. Undesirables. World is full of undesirables. So therefore Prabhupada compares it to a forest fire. He says like a forest fire. Forest fire kya hota hai? Jo fire mein apne aap ek fire chalo ho jate. It comes automatically as Prabhupada says. And it creates inconceivable calamities for the beings in the forest. So whenever there is a forest fire, it is unimaginable because the animals, where will they go? They are surrounded from all sides by fire. Kahan jayenge? They don't even have any, like, there are some animals that can't even climb trees. Wo to aise hi wahi ke wahi jal jayenge. Koi tree pe chad gaye, wo tree jal ke raak ho gaya. So they are all going to die, right? You know, recently in 2020, Australia, there was a forest fire, right? And that forest fire, you can imagine, anyone knows how big is 1 acre? 1 acre is about 2 times the size, maybe 3 times the size of this temple hall, right? That's 1 acre, around 44,000 square feet. 59 million acres, which is the size of maybe whole of United Kingdom, that much land in Australia got burnt because of a forest fire. 3 billion animals were either killed or displaced. There are photos showing animals with their nose burnt, with their chest burnt, you know, koalas, Australian animals. They lost so many animals, so much of their diversity, which they may be so proud of, gone. One forest fire, right? California, every year, so it's like an annual thing, California and the US. Real thing, na, US matlab wo to jannat hai, boss. Ye jannat hai. You know, the Adi Daivik over there is what? Forest fires. When the forest fires and hurricanes, typhoons, hurricane this, hurricane that, they give names for it, you know. So, California in 2020, there was a wildfire. Again, 4.5 million acres of land burnt. And it keeps spreading. Matlab, it comes into the residential areas also. Sabko apna ghar bar chhod ke bhagna padta hai. Because kya kare? Nothing works. When there is this kind of a fire, nothing works. Right? No amount of fire engine, no amount of people throwing buckets. You imagine, no, it's like a big bonfire and you're throwing buckets of water. Kya hoga? Kuch nahi hoga. Nothing can be done. Just apna saman lo aur bhago wahan se. Kuch nahi kar sakte. So similar to a forest fire, you know, we have to understand that when we are living our life on this planet, right? In whatever way we are living our life on this planet, sickness, disasters, or actions of inimical persons. Sickness is adhyatmic. Disasters, natural disasters is adhidaivik. And something someone said or did to you is adhibhautik. They will come upon us automatically. Humko unko niyota dene ki jarurat nahi. We don't need to invite, hey, aa bail mujhe maar. Jarurat nahi ho, bail aake khud aapko maar ke jayega. Kuch karna nahi padta. I remember once I was walking to school, you know, and just in the last 50-100 meters of school before reaching, there was one of my classmates, she was also walking with me. And we just walking and then suddenly peeche se ek bail aaya aur usko peeth mein maar diya. So she went flying, matlab wo aisa udke gayi, almost 5-10 meter aake udke gayi, aur bail usko mara aur chala gaya. Mujhe bhi maar sakta tha, aur use kyun mara, kya pata, just happened. So these things are so unpredictable, in fact they are predictable, that anything can happen to you anytime, right? We don't need to invite. So a very important statement that Prabhupada makes here, they are forced upon us. By whom? Superior energy. Superior energy matlab kya? Aap se jyada shaktishali koi energy hai, jo aapko is situation mein dal raha hai. Phir aap chahe jo kar lo. You know, now for example, one may say, arre, if this girl had heard the bullock coming from behind, you know, maybe she could have turned round, maybe she could have dodged. But when the bullock is supposed to hit you, it will hit you. आप उसका वो टेक द बुल बाय द हॉर्न्स बोलते हैं ना, वो एक कहावत है अंग्रेजी में, टेक द बुल बाय द हॉर्न्स. हु कैन टेक बुल बाय द हॉर्न्स? नोबडी. वो खाली बोलने का चीज है. वो आया, वो यू शुड कम, इट विल इनफैक्ट हिट यू इन द चेस्ट एंड यू विल डाई ऑल्सो. लंग्स पंक्चर हो जाएगा. सो देयर फोर्स्ड अपॉन अस बाय सुपीरियर एनर्जी एंड दिस काइंड ऑफ अ फॉरेस्ट फायर ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस कैनॉट बी पुट आउट बाय एनी ह्यूमन एफर्ट्स. You know, like the Australian forest fire, for months together it was going on. It started in 2019, it ended in April 2020. Imagine 4-5 months burning. The whole central part of Australia, you know, the big continent, no? Uska central part pura chal gaya. Kuch nahi, all fire engines, nothing. Finally, what happened? Just pray, my Lord, please send some rains. The Hare Krishna devotees over there were also doing kirtan so that the rains come, you know. So, it cannot be put out by human effort. So, this is one very important point that Prabhupada makes in the purport. Another point that Prabhupada makes is that sometimes the Lord gives us signs, right? Like over here, Yudhishthira is saying, my left eye, shoulder and my thigh are twitching, quivering. The Lord also gives signs sometimes that something undesirable is going to happen. Now this is very interesting, this part. You know, we see that there are birds. Before an earthquake, birds, reptiles, insects, which are living in the ground, sometimes minutes, sometimes days, sometimes weeks before an earthquake, animals start behaving strangely. You have heard this? That birds and animals, and just before the earthquake, they start flying and making a lot of noise, you know. Suddenly, they start flying. And the animals are able to predict that earthquake is going to happen. Kuch to hone wala hai. Animals, which are not educated, they are not seismologists. But till date, with all our advancement in technology, no one can predict an earthquake. No one. Itna technology, itna sab apna advancement. But nahi, we are not able to predict it. You know, it is, you search it up, Google it. You scientists are not able to predict an earthquake. But the uneducated bird and rat and reptile is able to predict. Right? The Lord gives signs. You know, so if we are alert, humko nahi hai wo. Humko wo sense nahi hai, sixth sense nahi hai. Some people have it, some don't. Right? So most don't. So if you see suddenly birds, animals suddenly fluttering, doing something strange, you know that something wrong is going to happen. Kuch to hone wala hai. Right? Then we see that even this these hurricanes and typhoons, right? Nowadays, scientists are able to predict because they have learned that science. They have learned that ye pattern hai wind ka, aisa wo depression form ho raha hai. Matlab, ab to aane wala hai hurricane. And when they know, what are they able to do? What they are able to do? Nothing. Kuch ne, bhago. Just run. Jo bhi coast pe rehte, sab andar chale jao, apna saman bandho aur niklo yahan se. Because na tum rahoge na ghar rahega, whole ghar ka ghar ud jata hai. Itna power se aata hai. Right? But the Lord is giving indications that this is going to come. You see? There are some people who are so foolish, they will still not do anything and they will die. But the Lord gives indications. So, the signs that are mentioned in this verse and subsequent verses also are actually the indications given by the Supreme Lord to us very compassionately that something undesirable is about to happen. Even today, you may feel ki yaar ye kya hai? What is all this quivering in the left side on all? Ye sab kya prabhu? Aajkal to ye sab superstition wala baat kar rahe ho aap. Ye thodi ho sakta hai. How is it possible? But no, it is possible. You know, we are disconnected, we don't know. You know, like sometimes we get this gut feeling, you know, वो पेट में कुछ होने लगता है, you know, वैसा especially ऐसा lecture देने के पहले कभी-कभी होता है, right? If you are not well prepared, sometimes we get this churning sensation in our stomach just before we are about to start some activity. What is that? Something undesirable is about to happen, so therefore our stomach is giving us indication. ये क्या है? वहम है, superstition है, effect है. The body gives us indications that something undesirable is about to happen. So we should not think about Yudhishthira saying, hey, it's a superstition. No, it's a fact. We know. Before a heart attack, see how nature gives us so many signals. We have to learn what are these signals and we have to pay heed to them. Before a heart attack, people become overweight. लंबा टाइम लगता है ओवरवेट होने को भी समय लगता है ना ओवरवेट हो जाते हैं नॉर्मल एक्टिविटी में सांस फूलने लगता है यू नो व्हेन यू आर वॉकिंग अप स्टेप्स इट बिकम वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू वॉक यू नो एंड जस्ट बिफोर हार्ट अटैक आल्सो सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ अनइजीनेस स्टार्ट्स हैपनिंग यू स्टार्ट फीलिंग अनइजी आई रिमेंबर माई ग्रैंड फादर माई मदर्स फादर हैड अ हार्ट अटैक. He was feeling uneasy. He used to do yoga every day. He used to go for a walk every day. That day he said, I don't feel like going for a walk today. And he was like military discipline wala aadmi tha. Ekdam kada. Jaane ka matlab jaane ka. Yehi time ko utne ka, yehi time ko jaane ka. That day he said, I am not feeling like going for a walk today. I am feeling a little low. And he was feeling uneasy. Then suddenly he started vomiting. Kuch khaya nahi tha. Breakfast bhi nahi khaya. Suddenly he vomited. and then within minutes he was gone. Right? Finished. Heart attack gone. But the signs are there. You know, the signs are there that, you know, feeling of uneasiness, vomiting, vagera, vagera. Before we fall, kabhi kabhi hum log gir jate hain. Before we fall, what is the sign nature gives us? Dizziness. Chakkar aa raha hai. Body is giving you a sign, abhi unpleasant aane wala, aap girne wale ho. Hum nahi, khada rahega, mujhe kuch nahi hoga. And we foolishly continue doing what we are doing and then we fall down. Right? Sometimes, you know, we are fasting. Right? We are fasting, like today we are fasting. We are fasting. Sometimes the body gives you signs that, Prabhu, normal signs kya hai, pet mein bhook lagta hai. Third time mein bhook lagta hai, pyaas lagta hai. Those are normal, we can ignore them. But sometimes your fingertips start going numb. Mere ko hota hai kabhi kabhi. Fingertips start going numb. Around the mouth, you know, everything becomes, starts tingling, numb ho jata hai. Then you say that, bhaiya, abhi kuch karo iske bare mein. Body is telling you that, you know, now pay heed to this, don't ignore. Before we get a stroke, you know, stroke, jo brain mein stroke hota hai, usme bhi there are signs, nature gives you signs, you know, that the tongue gets twisted. Acha, tongue bahar nikala, tongue ek taraf rahega. That means a stroke is coming. Then speech becomes garbled. You know, the clear speech nahi aata hai. So, everywhere there are signs. This is not some, you know, superstition. These are scientific things. Before an accident, even after an accident, if you see, you know, I had an accident, I remember, in 98. Even after an accident, what happens? We black out. We fall unconscious. Why? Why we fall unconscious? This is nature's way of protecting you from the misery that is coming. Immediately after a bone breaks, haddi tootta hai na, do teen jagah pe agar toot gaya accident ki wajah se, the pain is so intense. If you are conscious, that pain can kill you. So the body makes you unconscious till everything, it gets time to settle down things. Matlab, you know, again blood circulation, all the nerves, wo sab adjust karne ke liye jitna samay lagta hai, utne time ke liye tum jara out ho jao bhai, chalo, unconscious. This is what the Lord has given us. He has given us all indications. Everything is there. It's not a superstition. It is science. We are just so disconnected today that we can't read these signals. But there are people, even today, who know the science of nature, who can read the signals that nature gives. Who are these people? Anyone? Any guess? Who are the people who are able to read signals of nature? Doctors. I remember still, you know, I once had gone to some doctor in Ghatkopar, Ayurvedic. Usne khali, he didn't ask me, kya, I was like standing, mera problem. Lekin, ruko. He just took my pulse, closed his eyes, and for, you know, for 2 minutes he didn't say anything. And I was thinking, ki kya bolega, kya bolega. उसके बाद 2 मिनट के बाद जो उसने चालू किया बोलने को, मेरा पूरा, मतलब उसने पूरा जिंदगी का चिट्ठा निकाल दिया कि आपका ये प्रॉब्लम है, ये प्रॉब्लम, ये प्रॉब्लम, चार पांच फट 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 फट, ये सेट दिस प्रॉब्लम्स. ही आस्क्ड मी वन वेरी पर्टिनेंट क्वेश्चन. ही सेड, आपको ज्यादा बुखार नहीं आता है ना? आई ऑल्सो थॉट दैट, हाँ एक्चुअली इतने साल में मेरे को हार्डली ऐसा 8-10 बार भी बुखार नहीं आया रहेगा. वेरी रेयर, आई नेवर गेट फीवर. सो ही सेड, नेक्स्ट टाइम आपको बुखार आता है ना, तो आने दो, दवाई मत लो, जलो, जलो उस बुखार में, अनलेस एकदम हाई जाए, जलो बुखार में, क्योंकि आपके बॉडी के अंदर इतना टॉक्सिन्स है, वो टॉक्सिन्स निकल ही नहीं रहे. कैसे निकलेंगे? आप बुखार को सप्रेस कर देते हो, जाने दो उसको. एंड देन ही फोल्ड्स 4-5 अदर सिम्टम्स सिंपली बाय टचिंग माई पल्स. मैंने उसको कुछ बोला भी नहीं, फट 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 फट, यू आर जस्ट टॉकिंग लाइक दैट. सो दे आर पीपल हु कैन रीड सिग्नल्स दैट नेचर आर गिविंग. डॉक्टर जो स्टेथोस्कोप लगाता है, वो आपका हार्ट बीट सुन के बताता है कि कुछ गड़बड़ है. वो आपका मुंह खोलने को बोलता है, आ करो, आ बोलते, वो उसका टंग के अंदर, टंग के पीछे जो फॉर्मेशन हुआ है, वो देख के वो बताते कि बेटा तू तो गया अभी अगले हफ्ते के लिए, बैठा रहे तू घर पे. राइट? सो दे हैव लर्नड. पीपल हु, वो जो बोरवेल बनता है ना, बोरवेल, वो बोरवेल का स्पॉट जो सिलेक्ट करता है, उसको पता है पानी किधर है. कैसे? उसको कहां दिख रहा है पानी किधर है? पानी 150 फुट नीचे है, बट उसको मालूम है यहां पे डिक करो. कैसे? So these things are there, these signals are there in nature, don't ignore them. So this forest fire of material existence that we are all living in, we have to understand that it is a world full of undesirables, which we don't want, adhyatmik, adhibaudhik, adhidevik. They just come to us. But they cannot be extinguished by any effort that human beings put. Then, what is the solution? Prabhupada says, they can only be extinguished by the mercy of the Lord who sends clouds to pour water on the forest. So ultimately these forest fires of California, of Australia, how are they extinguished? Because it started raining. Till it rained, nothing. Dry weather, the wind just keeps spreading it. You can't do anything. But when there is water, same way, that when there is rain, then immediately the forest fire gets extinguished because rain is coming with so much force. Similarly, undesirable happenings in life that are happening, Prabhupada says, cannot be checked by any number of plans. You may plan, I will do this, I will do that, I will go to this doctor, I will go to that vaid, I will do this, that. So any number of plans that you want, you put and you try to execute, cannot save you from these undesirables. The miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends His bona fide representatives to enlighten human beings and save us from calamities. We sing every day, Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka, Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam, Praptasya Kalyana Unarnavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is an ocean of such auspicious qualities. So the very first prayer that we sing in the morning is what? That we are all burning in this material world with forest fire like material existence. We are all burning over here. Who can save us? We can't save ourselves. That is very important. Ye mat socho ki mai na degree banaya hai. Mai paise kamayega, mai security dalega. I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll take this vaccination, that vaccination. There are many people who took vaccination, still they got COVID. Kya matlab? Aisa nahi hai. So Prabhupada, another one of the previous purports, makes a very powerful point. Very powerful. He says that aisa nahi hai, you know, that material world we may feel that, despite the most advanced treatment of, listen to this, very interesting. Despite the most advanced treatment of a suffering patient by the most up-to-date medical practitioner, there is death. And even in the most hopeless case, without medical treatment, a patient is cured astonishingly. Therefore, the conclusion is that God's sanction is the immediate cause for all happenings, good or bad. Any successful man should feel grateful to the Lord for all that he has achieved. That's it. This is our understanding. What good or bad is happening in our life, we should not feel ki, arre, mai controller hai, maine kiya. No. It is happening by the, as Prabhupada says, simply by the will of the Lord. Right? Simply by the will of the Lord. So, trying to put out the fire of material existence in your life, we make efforts, but we understand it is not going to go out. So who can put out this fire of adhidaivik, adhibautik, adhiatmik? The mercy of the spiritual master. You know, because he is like that cloud that pours water on the forest fire and extinguishes it. One such personality whose disappearance day we are celebrating today is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are all sitting here. We are hearing, we are speaking. And Srila Prabhupada is like that transcendental firefighter. You know, in the US, if you ask small children, you know, go to small children in the US and ask them, what would you like to be when you grew up? Many of them say, I'd like to be a firefighter. Why? Because they think firefighter is like a hero, like a true hero. And actually a firefighter is a hero. Matlab, apne jaan ko jokhim mein dalke, fire ke andar jaake kisi ko rescue karna. Hero hi hai wo. So Prabhupada is like a transcendental firefighter who has made a tremendous contribution to extinguish the forest fire of material existence. So let's just quickly, in 5 minutes, I'll try and conclude how Prabhupada did that, right? So that is also my offering to Srila Prabhupada on his disappearance day today. Firstly, Srila Prabhupada made us aware that there is a fire. हमको तो मालूम ही नहीं है फायर है करके किधर मालूम है हम तो खुशी खुशी जी रहे हैं कुछ कुछ मतलब लाफे बहुत खा रहे हैं टेकिंग लॉट ऑफ स्लैप्स फॉर मटेरियल नेचर बट स्टिल समहाउ वी फील कि अच्छा ही चल रहा है पता नहीं ये हरे कृष्णा वाले क्या बोलते हैं मेरा तो अच्छा लाइफ चल रहा है राइट सो वी फील सो फर्स्ट प्रभुपाद मेक्स अस अवेयर देयर इज अ फायर बर्निंग ऑल अराउंड यू लुक सी एवरीवेयर देयर इज फायर एवरीवन इज सफरिंग यू आर ऑल्सो सफरिंग अंडरस्टैंड He makes us aware. Then, Srila Prabhupada gave us books. He gave us all his books. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad. So many books. Matchless Gift, Laws of Nature. So many books Srila Prabhupada gives us. In these books, profound philosophy that answers every question you may have about your life. In simple language. ऐसा नहीं कुछ बहुत heavy, flowery language use किया एकदम simple language में Prabhupada gives us very profound philosophy in his books. So that we can understand that what is the cause of this fire. ये fire शुरू किया There was a song many years back. We didn't start the fire. I don't know. So many of you may not know it. There was a song. We didn't start the fire. So who started the fire? Why is there a fire? What is causing it? And how to not feed the fire through his books. He teaches us that a material world is like a forest fire. Is forest fire mein aap usko bujha nahi sakte. Kam se kam usko aur indhan to mat do. Don't give more fuel to that fire. He teaches us. So by following 4 regulative principles, he teaches us that the forest fire, if you don't follow 4 regulative principles, the fire will burn brighter. It will become more powerful. और जलेगा आप पूरा जल के राख हो जाओगे आपको समझ में भी नहीं आएगा सो ही गिव्स अस हिज बुक्स ही ऑल्सो गेव अस वेरी प्रैक्टिकल इंस्ट्रक्शंस हाउ टू एक्सटिंग्विश द फायर व्हाट कैन वी डू टू एक्सटिंग्विश द फायर ही टोल्ड अस टू चैंट द होली नेम्स हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He taught us to chant the holy names of Krishna. He taught us to associate with the Vaishnavas. Come to this temple, come to Satsang, associate with Vaishnavas. Take their association, chant with them, serve them. He teaches us that. Worship the deity, Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra, Gopalji. Worship the deities. Then, reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, eating prasadam, you know, today there is fasting, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever. But eating prasadam, all these are means to extinguish the forest fire of existence. You may not extinguish others. At least your forest fire will be extinguished if we take shelter of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Not only gave us books, not only gave us directions how to extinguish the fire, He also gave us an institution. He gave us this ISKCON movement. He gave us this body of ISKCON, which in every major country across the world it is there today, where we can physically take shelter and experience these cooling showers. Na aap bahar tap rahe ho, material world ke taap tray mein tap rahe ho, getting burnt. Aisa aapko wo kya bolte hai usko? ग्रिल कर रहा है कोई फायर में मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में देन यू कम हियर टू द कूलिंग शेल्टर वेर यू हियर नाइस स्वीट कीर्तन यू हियर नाइस कथा यू गेट द स्वीट लविंग एसोसिएशन ऑफ द वैष्णवास we get wonderful darshan, we get wonderful prasad. It's like cooling showers, you know. Garmi se koi aisa bahut garmi mein tap raha hai and then suddenly a cooling shower. So nice. You go home and take a nice cool shower. You feel so nice. So this movement, ISKCON movement, is that place where you are burning outside, come inside and experience these cool showers of Krishna's grace coming through the grace of Srila Prabhupada. You know, so whenever you are burning in the forest fire, run to the temple. And finally, through his own life, Srila Prabhupada, through his own life and through his disappearance also, he showed us how if we are fully engaged in the service of Krishna, if we have really made our life's mission that whatever I will do, anukulyasya sankalpo, pratikulyasya varjanam. If you have really made that your life's mission, that I will work for the pleasure of Krishna, I will do whatever it takes to please the Lord, and whatever is not pleasing to the Lord, I will try to give up, right? If that is the mission. So Prabhupada taught us that if we are like this, fully engaged in the service of Krishna, while we are living and till we are leaving this material world, if we continue like that, the scorching heat of Maya, the forest fire of material existence cannot touch us. So we have to have faith, this process of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us. All these signs that Krishna gives us in the material world that teach us that impending disaster is coming. Even in our bhakti there are signs. You know, I remember once, I'll end with this. I remember once Braj Bihari Prabhu had given very nicely. He had said there are 4 signs of a fall down from bhakti. It was quite scary actually. The first time I heard it, mujhe to dikhai diya ki mereko to sare symptoms dikh rahe hain. So there are 4 signs or 4 symptoms of a fall down. First he says is reduction. 4 R's. Okay. First he says is reduction. Reduction matlab kya? You have reduced your sadhana. You may still be chanting 16 rounds but not attentively. You may still be coming to the temple but not regularly. You may still be reading Prabhupada books but very rarely. Right? So reduction. That's the first sign. Sadhana kam kar diya. Sadhana ya sadhana ka quality kam kar diya. Second sign, reasoning. When someone comes to you and tells you, Prabhu, kaise japa kar rahe ho? You are sleeping most of the time. Eh, main barabar kar raha hu. I had a very tough night last night. I slept very late. Kuch nahi, barabar soya rahega. Abhi japa ke time, you know, aise we are being lazy. But they start reasoning. We start giving excuses. We start giving justifications. No, you don't understand. मैं हमेशा आता हूं बट लास्ट फ्यू वीक्स मेरा कुछ चल रहा था यू नो लाइक दैट वी स्टार्ट गिविंग रीजनिंग दैट्स द सेकंड साइन ऑफ फॉल डाउन व्हेन समवन इज पॉइंटिंग आउट टू यू रादर देन सेइंग यस प्रभु आई एग्री यू नो मेरा थोड़ा कम हुआ है आई विल फ्रॉम नेक्स्ट वीक आई विल कम नो रीजनिंग तू कौन होता है मेरे को बोलने वाला राइट दे मे नॉट से इट बट मन में ऐसा सोच रहे जय श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय द थर्ड साइन ऑफ अ फॉल डाउन फर्स्ट इज रिडक्शन सेकंड इज रीजनिंग Third is, it becomes a ritual. What we are doing in our bhakti, our chanting, coming to temple, reading Prabhupada, like a ritual. Usme koi jaan hi nahi hai. Kar rahe hai, chalo, somehow doing. But we are not doing with enthusiasm, just like a ritual. And finally, fourth stage is restless. Restless means, japa kar rahe hai, phone, laptop dekh rahe hai, mobile dekh rahe hai, ye kar rahe hai, restless, not able to concentrate at all. So we have to see hum us symptom list mein hum kahan pe hain, kis level pe hum khud determine kar sakte hain. And if we take full shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness, then the positive 4 symptoms can also come. You know, it can become a positive thing for us. Reduction in what? Materialistic activities. Reasoning. When someone comes and tells you, "Are chalo na yaar, चलते हैं चलो मूवी देखने चलते हैं यहां चलते हैं वहां चलते हैं नहीं मैं आज थोड़ा बिजी हूं रीजनिंग टू नॉट एंगेज रिचुअल व्हाट इज रिचुअल ऑल द मटेरियलिस्टिक एक्टिविटीज वी आर डूइंग इन द वर्ल्ड विच वी आर फोर्स टू डू वी आर लिविंग इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वी हैव मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज टू डू दे बिकम लाइक रिचुअल एंड फाइनली व्हेन एवर यू आर डूइंग एनीथिंग मटेरियलिस्टिक यू बिकम रेस्टलेस व्हेन कैन आई गेट बैक टू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज So this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is the gift that he has given us. So I'll end with this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Savior of the whole world, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.